What's up? What's popping? What's happening? How are you doing? And welcome to another episode of Light Up with Maria!
Hi guys! Hey Light Up fam! Happy new month! And of course, welcome to another episode of the podcast. This month of February, as I shared on our social media platforms, we'll be running a series called The Love Lounge, where every Friday I share an interview with my married friends. On it, we have light-hearted conversations on relationships, courtships, marriage, parenthood, love, and many other things. To set us off this month, we released a Valentine's playlist few days ago and called it Love, Vibes, and Humor. It's a compilation of sweet, clean, soft love songs for your ears and for your heart this season. So check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. That being said, it's about time we jump into the podcast. On this episode, I speak with two of my friends, Bayo and Tommy Okewo. Be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because there's so much to learn and laugh on this episode. You really don't want to miss any part of the series, so stay tuned, grab your popcorn, and see you on the other side. Hi guys, what's popping? What is happening? Like you have seen from the title, I'm with my amazing friends, Adebayo Okewo. Hey Bayo.
What's up? What's good?
That's not my real voice. Wow, so I'm just kidding. How are you guys? Good to be here.
Yeah. Right. AKA Bayo. And then we have Oluwatomi Okewo, AKA Ziva. Hey Ziva.
Hi. Yeah. Great to be here.
Guys, you definitely can tell my excitement. They're amazing people. You're going to know in a second. But then, before we jump into that, y'all know what it is. Let me tell you. This is the part where I tell you something interesting that has happened recently in my week, in the month. Let me tell you guys, I took a break from Lagos, came to Abuja for a couple of days, and I'm just breathing in a different type of oxygen. But yeah, Bayo, what's up? Tell me something.
I mean, there are a number of interesting things that happen from time to time, but I think something that happened just this past week is I got home and I hugged Asha and all of that. Asha is my little boy, 4 years old. He greeted me, but then like 5 minutes later, he turned to me again and said, "Dada, welcome back home." And I'm like, what? This boy is just unbelievable. Like, he had greeted me before, welcome back, but then he said, "Welcome back home." And that felt very special, and
that's so cute. Awesome. So Ziva, what's up? Tell me something. What's been good at your ends?
I think I got paid for a lecture I gave. Lecture I gave, and then my mind has started going towards academia, doing my PhD and things like that. So I think this is like the, for me, light bulb moment this week. Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Ziva, we love to see. And just as we're about to jump into the podcast, quick prayer to Jesus. How about that? Dear God, we thank you for another podcast episode. We thank you, God, for your light that shines in our heart. We thank you, God, that we reflect this light, God. And we pray, Father, as we're about to have this conversation, we pray, God, that your light just shines. We pray, Almighty God, that we do not speak of ourselves, God, but Lord, these conversations just reflect you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. All right. Let's get into the podcast. Are my guest. Let's start with Ziva. Hey Zivs. So who is Ziva? What does Ziva do? What's Ziva's vibe?
Okay, now you're making me laugh. I would say I'm a women's rights advocate. I love people. My professional career has been fighting for the rights of women. I get particularly emotional when I'm talking about the rights of women with regards to abuse and violence, because I just think it's a no-no. So absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's amazing stuff. So Bayo, tell us, who is Bayo? What does Bayo do? What is Bayo's vibe?
Well, I'm a lawyer. I'm a human rights lawyer, and I currently work as the Africa Program Manager for an organization called Witness, which is an organization that leverages the power of video and technology to advance the cause of human rights. And that's an interesting dynamic, because at the same time, I think my vibe is photography and videography. I love creating stories using videos and pictures. While I have that as a passion, I'm also able to channel some of that experience and expertise into my work as a human rights lawyer. So it's it's really good that you wake up every morning and both your passion and your professional career can collide in such a beautiful way. And yeah, I'm a father to a wonderful four-year-old son called Asha, and of course Ziva is my babe.
Oh wow, look at that, you're cute. But then do you guys see like the merge, how Ziva is like a woman's right and Baya is like human rights, and they're like right? I love to see.
But if I had known he was a lawyer, I probably wouldn't have married
him. You didn't know?
I was already tripping before I
realized. Oh wow. What do you have against lawyers? Ziva, I'm a lawyer too. No. This is a personal attack.
I know differently, but I used to just think that they were uptight, you know, like, there was never a gray moment for them. They were just either black or white.
Interestingly, like, so though, I actually think there are lots of grays for lawyers. No. They're more grays than black and white, though. Yes!
All the shades are arguing it's white or black, and ask, you know, like asking you to look at the rules. And
very fair enough, to be honest. Oh, and a very important thing that they both missed out. I don't know why. They're both founders of In His Steps movement.
We shouldn't have missed that. That is unacceptable, actually. Please. But to be honest, I mean, there are a number of things I still did not mention that.
To be honest, yeah. There are a number of things they both didn't mention. But to be really honest,
In His Steps is a key part of our life's journey, and In His Steps movement is a youth ministry that Ziva and I both have the opportunity and privilege to lead. Is a group of young Christians who are unashamed about God and about Christ, and who just, you know, ensure that nobody's left in the dark. So it's a movement you all should be a part of.
That's right. Guys, I'm part of like In His Steps, and I've met amazing people. I have friends that I haven't met physically, but we're G's. And it's amazing because like it's a community of young people. When you think like there are young Christians who are cool and love Jesus, In His Steps will surprise you. Follow us on Instagram and every other socials at IHS_mag. Yeah, I got it.
Definitely got that.
So, first thing I want to know, how did you guys meet? Who met who? Did Bayo meet Ziva? Ziva met Bayo.
I should be the one first to say this part of the story. So, we met in 2009 during youth service. Now, I noticed her while we were at youth service camp, but she did not notice I existed until after youth service camp, when we ran into each other when we were going to our primary places of assignment. And the funny thing is, during camp, I had noticed her with a group of other friends who were also my friends at the time, because we met at NYC and we kind of clicked. And I always felt that Ziva was kind of standoffish. And I remember telling my friend, his name is Todimo, is it because she's fine that she always just, while the other friends would say hello, hi, she just looks away.
I didn't know you. Was it supposed to greet you? Like, camp is like, thousands of people there, like seriously.
That's right.
So anyway, I was later to know that she actually didn't even notice me. That was why she was snobbish. In retrospect, I kind of think, maybe I was also taking that too far. But anyway, that was the first time I noticed her. But then I think our friendship was solidified when we started going to the same church in Abuja. So I left Abuja to go work in Lagos after youth service. And
many now years after, then he comes back to Abuja. And I don't know, like, he's still crushing on me in Lagos. And so I had people in Abuja come and say, do you have a boyfriend? Do you know your genotype? I'm like, you know, those kind of dicey questions. And then he comes along and he says, you know, he asks this person or asks that person. And that's why they were coming to me to ask me, like, seriously.
Enough.
So he was right there and he was still crushing on me. And now he's saying I'm the one proud. And like, seriously.
Teach me your ways, please. So how did he then grow from, oh, I know this guy, he's okay, to, oh, this guy's my boyfriend now?
How did he get there? Okay, for me, I think at the point I was used to dating much older guys, then he comes back into like the workforce. I was really happy because he has all this fun vibe and everything, and so we, you know, like clicked again in terms of being friends. But I don't think I saw him like boyfriend, you know, in that way. And I remember the first day he kind of like took me out to get shawarma and things like that. And then, you know, when they say electricity, I felt it.
Ooh,
you know, I felt the vibe,
like, you know,
like
this,
oh my god. And he was talking about IHS. Like, he was talking about IHS, he was talking about loving God, he was talking about no kissing, and I wanted to kiss him. Like, it's like, oh my God. Like, because I couldn't exactly believe like it was real. Like, I'm like, okay, you're standing for God in this way. Yeah. I didn't think he was, like, all my past relationships, and like, there's always a struggle. Mm-hmm. And for him, I didn't think he was real. So when he said that, I think attraction jumped on me, you know, like,
it's
oh
like,
my God. Like,
the real one.
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah.
are people like that, like, yeah. You know, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I was half gone, like,
oh my god,
yeah,
oh my god.
How do you ask girls, and then what was courtship for you?
I said, like, I would really love to say yes, but unfortunately I'm like in a very complicated relationship. So, and I was dying, like, because I was in a complicated relationship that I wanted to, like,
you
I
wanted
was,
to be with him.
That I want, yeah, and I couldn't do that because that would be inappropriate. So I need to end that first before I could say yes. So I had to tell him no, but that this is a hard no kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. And then when did you try again?
Well, so the thing is, I don't think I heard a no.
I love to see. Okay.
I think what I heard was a pause, like, not now, I don't think I'm ready for this, that kind of thing.
All right.
But she was encumbered, you know, as lawyers, when you say something, there are encumbrances.
Word.
So she definitely was in a relationship that was already, like, complicated and everything. Time passed and I got the nudge from her later on. She gave signals to indicate that guy asked again. Yeah, and so went to a cool spot again, and then I asked, and she was ready at that time.
Okay.
Other things that happened in between, that some of her friends are like, are you okay? Like, you're saying no to
me. Are you serious?
Are you crazy? Like, what is wrong with you? Buyer would ask you out and you would say you're coming, you're, what is wrong with you? Like, how could you miss such a gem? Like,
I'm like, okay. Buyer, you're hot, Kiko.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much. God bless those friends. I would not mention their names, but I know them because I was later told this story. You know, I didn't even know at the time that they had gone behind my back to tell her that.
Yeah, like, babe, what is wrong with you?
Are you really serious about, you know, who asked you out?
I stand. Hallelujah. Yes, for good friends. So, what was courtship then for you like? Because I know, Bayo, you were saying, oh, it was kind of like long distance at some point. So, how did you guys manage long distance? And I don't know, how long did that last for?
I think I just want to say thank God, because God helped us through it all. When we were about to start, one of the things that Ziva did ask me was, I hope you know that I'm about to travel, because she was planning to go to the UK for her master's at the time. And I said, I know, but I can't allow you to go without me, you know, letting you know my feelings. And the funny thing is, I also had two relationships before Ziva, and both of them were long distance at some point.
Right.
And I felt that I was burnt because of long distance relationships. And I told myself I wasn't going to go into any other long distance relationship. But she changed that resolution because, I mean, I just felt that this was the right person for me. And so we got into the relationship. And I remember at the time, 3 months later, she went to the UK. And I remember somebody saying that, you guys are not starting your relationship, like, let her go and come back.
Oh, wow.
And then you now tell me that you're actually now starting your relationship, because you can't possibly tell me you just started for 3 months and then you're going to go away for a year apart, and that you really have a serious relationship in that period of time. But I also remember that there was another friend of ours, her name is Corinne, who believed so much in us, and she actually, I remember her sending us articles.
She sent us things, she encouraged us.
Wow.
She said, you guys can do it. If there's any couple that can make it,
it is,
it's
you guys.
Two both of you. So, yeah.
Who are your friends?
So, yeah, I mean, Corinne, I remember that vividly because it left an impression. I think that's also important for us all to be there for our friends at every turn of their lives, to see the potential and encourage them and not be the negative voice in their lives. Because now what she did that many years ago still has stuck with us.
We talked every day. I didn't have that much time with him even when I was in Nigeria. Like, being able to talk to him for hours, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours a day, make sure that we talk. There was no day that went by that we did not talk, and we could talk about everything. I could ask him anything. So I think, like, for us, by the time I was coming back home, I knew everything about this person. I knew his day. And then when I was coming back to Nigeria, he was traveling to South Africa for another 1 year. So we ended up being, like, in long distance for almost like 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in all, before we got married, I think we cumulatively now may have been in the same city for about 5 months.
Oh, wow.
I think the other thing that helped, though, of course, there was the God factor. There was the determination to both make it work and communicate every day. And then the third factor was that we had also been friends before. So we're not strangers.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of similar things going, interests, church. We already knew each other, so we're not strangers.
That's really interesting. So Ziva, how then did you know Bayo was the one? Like, would you say that, oh, from the 2 years, you're like, oh, man, this guy is it. He has ticked all the boxes. Everybody loves him. The Lord is speaking to me. I had a dream. This is my Abraham. This is my Isaac. Hallelujah.
Okay. Or so, how so seriously, you... I think that I had been a bit burnt by certain relationships that I was in the past. Mm-hmm. So I definitely was in the position where I'm like, God, you have to actually come down and say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And if I don't hear that, I'm not getting married. Yeah. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. But meeting Bayo, mm-hmm. Bayo is a different category.
Hallelujah. Whoa.
God lover, God chaser. He's in a different category altogether because there's a confidence he gave me about our relationship. Mm. He loved me, like genuinely loved me. This person that I had come to know in 3 months, he loved God and he was everything I had prayed for. Mm. And when you have tasted certain things, you know how it works, and you meet someone who is entirely different, and he's a God chaser, he's a God lover, and so much like his values were in the right place. Maybe I'll find another guy. This was it for me.
You, so you invested the time, the energy, the resources, the love, everything from the onset.
I did.
Oh, that's a brilliant perspective though. Why, from the beginning, did you know that this is my wife? From the beginning, when you said this, babe, that's it. Final bus stop. Where did your certainty come in? Like,
prior to even landing in Abuja, I had started to, you know, make some inquiry because I felt really drawn towards her. Right. And then I prayed about it and, of course, felt the leading and a lot of peace about it. She checked all my boxes. Well, most of them, not all, because Ziva was very bad with communication initially. We had to pray that through. But yes, she checked many of my other boxes. And for me, I think two of the things that you don't compromise when you're looking for a partner is that the person loves God and that they love you.
Right.
Because if those two things are there, every other thing would fall into place. So if at some point something happens and they want to behave in a certain way, their love for God would either hold
compel them.
Compel them or restrain them, or their love for you would restrain them. So all the other That's things, brilliant. And somebody who loves God would also seek to please God. That means they would also seek to live a godly life.
Yeah.
So once I saw those qualities in her, and of course, beautiful woman and all that kind of stuff, it was to make sure we made it work by all means.
What would you say were the top two most important boxes Bayo ticked?
I had chased God in my other relationships, but that's when I realized it's not about chasing. Like, I didn't date anyone who was not
a Christian,
but still I got burnt in certain ways. And so it was not, I had gotten to the mental point where I was like, God, you have to prove to me that Christian relationships do exist. And I think he was the answer to the prayer. Actually, I would say that I literally corrupted him.
Look at that.
Because not corrupted, but I was always let me hold your hand. But he's no, we're Christians. We're like, I'll say, no, it's fine. Holding hands is fine. And and he had a no kissing policy. I'm like, you can kiss me a little. So you see, if you're with someone that made you thank God for him, that's where you start to know who is the one. He thought of me. He would write a note. He would send me a book with a written poem. He would send me. He's no longer writing poems for me right now.
Bayo, please get back to it. Please, dear.
He'll send me a note with a written poem. He'll send me, he was so lovey-dovey. Yeah. And I loved him. I really, really love him. So, yeah.
Oh, that's really fantastic. I think the middle point with, your stories from both ends is how, the God factor is, it's just right there in the middle. And a preacher explained it the other day at my friend's wedding, how God is like the middleman, and when a believer is in a committed relationship with him, he holds your hand, right? And you're walking along, and then there's another person in a relationship with him, Ziva, he holds your other hand, right? And then you're both praying, God, I want a person after your heart. And God is like, all right, look at that. And then, he just links your hands together, right? Because you're both already in the center of his will. So that's fantastic, though. So definitely, with every relationship, God definitely has, first of all, to be in the center of your own heart. If another man is now in the center of your heart, amen. I mean, of course, you were in love, but then how did you know you were ready for marriage? You're ready for that commitment, forsaking all others. Bayo, how did you know?
I mean, honestly, I don't think there was a light bulb moment that said, oh, now I'm ready to get married. I think it's just a question of, I already knew that this was a person. Yeah, it was just a matter of time till when you were, in terms of, are you financially ready? Are you able to take care of yourselves as a couple, settle and build a home together? Yeah. That was really the major kind of threshold for me.
Mm-hmm. How did you know, Ziva, you're ready for a relationship?
So I think
for marriage, how did you know you were ready for marriage?
I think it was just about time. Mm. Proposal for both of us was really like a formality.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so it was like, you guys already knew you were going to get, you knew you were going to say yes.
We're talking about our future. We're talking about, like, I think we're talking about every, and that's the opportunity talking gave us. Like, when do you want to get married? When, you know, oh, you want to get married 2020? When? Or 20, you know, like, it just, we literally talked through it, you know, where do you want to live? Like, different things. So we have already had that conversation. So it was more or less like a formality in terms of the proposal.
So something you said that I'm definitely just going to quickly jump on, you know, you had been in previous relationships where certain things were all right, right? And then there was this tension. You loved this guy. This guy loved you. You're ready to get married. How then did you manage that when you guys were in the same space at the same time and things?
Gosh, guys, I think you don't want to hear from me. I'll give it to him.
We should ask. Okay.
But the truth is, there were moments when we could have almost crossed the line, and not in terms of sex or anything, but in terms of even the principle of being too close. You know, there are some things that you would still do that you would know that this is getting too close for comfort. So like when we hung out, we'll go to like Millennium Park in the open parking, like in the open park where there are people, you two, like you would show some restraints and things like that, no matter the energy and the sparks that were flying, making sure we did not be in any compromising situation. We would not be inside a room closed up by ourselves or anything like that. We took strolls on the streets in the evenings and things like that, like whenever I would go and visit. So those are some of the ways we try to stare off being drawn in.
I don't like to deceive myself.
Okay.
Right? In terms of when you're attracted to someone. Yeah. So body chemistry is real, right? I remember being in the same space with him and he would hold my hand and I would be shaking, like, you know, like in terms of like, oh my God, okay, now I just need a hug. I just need a tight hug or something like that. Yeah. And so body chemistry is real. And I remember this particular chief, he was singing KDK for me. I was literally goosebumps of the highest order. Like I was half more in love. And I was like, oh my God, I just need to marry this guy tomorrow so I could jump his bones. I didn't like, he was like, oh my God.
In moments like that kind of trip, we're in company of other people.
We did have those moments when we were together where we felt like, okay, we have to set boundaries. Or when we find ourselves in a closeted space and, you know, maybe, okay, let's hug a bit. Oh, let's hug a little bit tighter. Okay, let's just hug one more time, you know, like, and then we just say, okay, now we need to go out. Because these hugs are getting too much. So so we had those moments.
But I think it's important to mention that it starts from the resolution or the resolve that you don't want to cross some boundaries.
Right. We're back. I had such an amazing time speaking with Vio and Tomi, particularly talking about how they met, how they managed their emotions, how they successfully had a long distance relationship, how they knew they were the ones for each other, and how they were ready for marriage. Now this is part one of the conversation. By God's grace, next week Friday, we'll have a part two, where we talk about marriage in a bit more detail, the expectations of each other, parenting in this age, communication, and sex in marriage. I trust you learned a thing or two, or you laughed here and there. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Kindly rate the podcast as well on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Leave a review if you can. The more stars and reviews we have, the more reachable the podcast gets. Follow us on social media at lightup_withmariam or shoot us a message at lightupwithmariam@gmail.com. Remember, God is not a secret to be kept. Sending out my love, signing out, Mariam, the Light Up Girl.